My first significant encounter with Buddhism was vivid and unforgettable. Years ago, when I was a student in London, a friend took me to see a group of Tibetan monks chanting and playing traditional ceremonial instruments. I was fascinated by the cacophonous sounds of clashing cymbals juxtaposed against high-pitched wind instruments like oboes gone mad, all underscored by a backwash of primordial sound. To top it all, the monks were wearing a fabulous combination of medieval-style maroon robes, set off with yellow-pointed headgear. I felt I'd encountered something ancient and mystical, even though I had little clue as to the ritualistic meaning of what was going on. I've always been drawn to otherness. The idea of a Buddhist monk or nun sitting for hours in seated meditation has always intrigued me. At first, my response was, why on earth would anyone want to do that? Later on, I think I began to understand it a little better. I wasn't brought up in any particular religion or spiritual tradition, and I believe this was an advantage in a certain way. I have always felt free to explore possibilities without being too much encumbered by those terrible burdens of dogmatically informed fear and guilt that have so badly affected many people. Eastern literature attracted me. I came across the poems of the Chinese poet Lao Tzu in metaphysical bookstores. I looked at Zen texts too, the koans and haiku. I wondered if by any chance I might discover the meaning of existence through the combination of words laid out succinctly but obscurely before me. Over the years, I've chosen much of my reading material from the great Buddhist communicators, people like His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche, and Pema Chödrön, among many others. I like to think of myself as being open to wisdom wherever I find it, rather than attaching myself to a particular group or sect, although I've had a few close encounters along the way. I'm wary of the cult of personality surrounding many teachers and gurus. On the other hand, I recognise that a charismatic teacher is, for many, an essential part of their development. We can all aspire to embracing peace and love. But in this world of temporary and unpredictable existence, what we often engender instead is a state of constant fearfulness. No matter how we direct our energies, we can't escape suffering in one form or another. Our desires bring no contentment, even when they're fulfilled. Buddhism can offer ways of dealing with all this, compassion being the fundamental key. When things get dark and hard to handle, Buddhist philosophy can be inspirational, with a simple reminder to breathe, to go easy on the day, moment by moment, to be mindful if we can. As Pema Chödrön so succinctly put it, Buddhism offers us the option of learning how to be comfortable with the notion of insecurity.